Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Praise God, LAT. This is Pastor Moses Musinguzi. I am pleased to be the one to share with you the message for this Sunday. My message to you this Sunday is entitled Understanding and Responding to the Shorter-Faced Dream. The shorter-faced dream I'm talking about is the one which I had on 30th August 2021, which is approximately 2 weeks ago. Now, before I go into that dream, which, by the way, you've had many times, because like the last two words for the week have been about that. The last two prayer directions have been about that. So you know it, okay? But I will go into it. But before I go into it, for us to understand it and to respond to it, I will give a context to it. And that context is in our history, okay? The context, we get it from 2018. Okay? Now, on 3rd August 2018, Asha Jumba had a dream, which we shared in church back then, and I'm pleased to share it again here. So in that dream, Asha saw me as a headmaster of a school, and this school had the largest or the tallest building in the city. However, that tallest building in the city was incomplete. And in the dream, the students were unhappy that I had taken long to finish the building. Therefore, I called an assembly and I promised the students that I was going to complete that structure within 7 days. The students thought that was impossible, all right? And some were like, no, let us give you more time, okay? 7 days are so little, so they said. However, I insisted that I would do it within 7 days. So I went ahead, and lo and behold, I completed this building, the tallest building in the city. I completed it within the 7 days I had promised the students, and the dream ended. Now, when Asha shared that dream, we as a church went ahead to interpret it, and we all agreed that the issue of the tallest structure in the city meant that we would become the largest church, the largest congregation in Kampala. However, we failed to agree what the 7 days meant. Okay? And we concluded by just saying that, okay, whatever time the 7 days mean, it is still a short time or period. So we just agreed and said that, okay, we're going to become the largest congregation in the city within a short period of time. Now, interestingly, a year later, okay, that is on 23rd August 2019, I was reading my Bible, okay? I was doing my daily devotions for the Bible. And on that day, I happened to be reading 1 Kings chapter 6. And as I did that, I came across verse 37 and 38, which I realized God was speaking to me by that verse. All right? And I realized also that He was actually giving me and giving us what He meant by the 7 days of Asha's dream a year earlier. Okay? Now, I'm going to read that verse, all those verses in 1 Kings chapter 6, verse 37 to 38. Alright? And here I go. In the fourth year, the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. Okay? Now, let me pause there. Well, remember, LAT is the house of the Lord. Alright? A church is basically God's house. Now, this first part of the scripture that we are reading says that the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid in the fourth year. Now, the interesting bit, as far as LAT is concerned, Asha's dream came in the fourth year of our existence. Remember, LAT opened in 2014, August. And in August 2018, the fourth year, Aisha had this dream. Okay, or God spoke to us by Aisha's dream. All right, so now it is showing that when Aisha had that dream, okay, we had laid the foundation in the fourth year of our existence. Then the verse, the scripture continues and says in verse 38 that, and in the 11th year, in the month of Bul, which is the 11th month, the house was finished. Alright? So now it is talking about in the 11th year. And it says that in the 11th year, the house of the Lord was finished. Okay, now 11 minus 4, okay, comes to 7. So the foundation of the house was laid in the fourth year. And 7 years later, in the 11th year, okay, the house was finished. It's interesting. This is exactly what God was saying concerning Eleti. That in the fourth year, when Aisha had the dream, the foundation of the house of the Lord, or the foundation of Eleti, had been built. And then, remember, in Aisha's dream, I asked the children to give me 7 days, 7 more days, to complete the tallest building in the city. And here in the Bible it says that in the 11th year, 7 years later, the house was finished. So God spoke to me, okay, that the 7 days in Aisha's dream were symbolic of 7 years. And he was saying that 7 years after Aisha's dream, when the foundation of LAT had been built, okay, that 7 years later, okay, LAT would be the largest congregation in the city. Glory be to God. And that would be in the year 2025. Okay? Now remember, Aisha had the dream in 2018. Okay? And then it says that 7 days or 7 years later, the house would be complete. Okay? Just as in the dream, the kids gave me 7 days to complete the structure and I completed it. Alright? So yeah, so when you add 7 to 2018, you come to the year 2025. And so God was saying that by 2025, LAT would be the largest congregation in the city. Now, from 2014, when LAT was opened, to 2021 this year, okay, those are 7 years, all right, okay, and remember, it is in 2021, just 2 weeks ago, that I had the dream of the shorter phase dream, okay, or rather of the shorter phase, in which, something has happened. So from 2014 to 2021, it is 7 years. And from 2021 to 2025, when LAT is supposed to become the largest congregation in the city, it is 4 years. Okay? So we realize that LAT has been in operation for 7 years. And it has 4 more years to become the largest congregation in the city. Okay? So you realize that we have fewer number of years to become the largest congregation in the city than the years, the 7 years we have existed as a church. Alright? We have existed for 7 years, and God is saying we're supposed to become the largest congregation, okay, within the next 4 years. So you can see we have a shorter time to become the largest congregation in the city than the number of years we have already existed. Glory be to God. Now you can understand the context of the dream I had on 30th August. Alright? Or actually, I've just told you its interpretation. Alright? Now, let me share that dream again, which I had on 30th August 2021, 2 weeks ago. So in that dream, I had been admitted to King's College, Ubudo, for A-level. Okay? And I was coming from another school. I remember in the dream, it was such a wonderful experience. Okay, because it was a great victory for me to finally join Budo. Now, in the dream, I remember that on the first day of school, I met a certain sister of mine somewhere in the school, and she was seriously praying. I decided to interrupt her and to ask her what she was praying for. When I did that, my sister answered and said that I am interceding for you so that you would take a much shorter time to complete this phase than you did the previous one. Glory be to God. All right? So she was saying that I'm supposed to complete this new phase that I've which in the dream was a level. Okay, I was supposed to complete it within a shorter time period than the previous phase. And in real life, a level ideally takes a shorter time to complete than O level. Okay, O level takes 4 years. And A level takes 2 years. So if all goes well, ideally someone should complete A level within a shorter time period. Okay? Now, of course, the interpretation for that dream, okay, as far as LHT is concerned, was and is that we are supposed to complete the new phase we have entered. Okay, we're supposed to complete it in a shorter time period than we did the longer one. Or rather, than we did the previous one. Okay, like I've told you, LAT opened in 2014. To this day, we have done 7 years. Now, from this year, or rather, from today until 2025, when we are supposed to become the largest congregation in the city, according to Asher's dream, and according to 1 Kings chapter 6, verse 37 to 38, it's going to be 4 years. It will take us 4 years to become the largest congregation in the city. So you can see, we are going to become the largest congregation in the city from 2021 to 2025. Okay, a period that is much shorter than from 2014 when we opened to 2021 today. Alright, so you can see that is God's will for LAT. Okay, it is God's will for LAT. And the dream is telling us that for that to happen, okay, it is going to take intercession. It is going to take prayer. Glory be to God. All right? Now, I want you to notice that in that dream, which I had 2 weeks ago, my sister was not praying that the new phase would be completed. Okay? She was praying that it would be completed in a shorter time period than we did or than I did the previous phase. Hallelujah. Okay, so the issue of us becoming the largest congregation in the city, it is a given. It has to happen. Why? Because on 27th October 2019, okay, a year or so after Asha had had that dream, God gave us an oath. God swore, okay, by His holy name, saying that all the promises He had given LAT would by all means come to pass. All right? Including this dream that, or the promise that would become the largest in the city. So that means that by all means, LAT, a day has to come before the Lord returns when we are the largest congregation in Kampala. All right? However, okay, God wants that to happen by 2025. All right? And He's saying that we shall have to pray for that to happen. Okay? But at the same time, if it doesn't happen by 2025, it will still happen one day. Glory be to God. I hope you understand that, okay? This has to happen. It has to happen, okay? We have to become the largest congregation in the city, okay? However, God's will is that it happens by 2025, all right? That's why you see in the dream, my sister wasn't praying for that to happen, for this phase to happen, the phase that ultimately ends with us becoming the largest in the city. We shouldn't pray for it to happen because it happening is a given. What she was praying for is that we achieve, okay, this which is God's will. We achieve it in a lesser time than we have existed so far. Glory be to God. I hope you understand that. Okay? Now, the scripture I can think of that expresses God's desire is Romans chapter 9, verse 28. Okay? Romans chapter 9, verse 28 says that for He, talking about God, will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness. All right? God will finish the work and cut it short. Have you seen that? Okay? Instead of the work that God wants to do going on for a long time, the verse says that He'll finish the work and cut it short. All right? Meaning that God will do the work in a short time. Then the verse continues and says, because the Lord will make a short work upon the earth. Glory be to God. So this scripture captures well God's will for LAT as far as this new phase is concerned. God wants to cut the work short or to cut it short. God wants to make a short work, okay, as far as LAT is concerned in this new phase. Okay, God wants us to become the largest congregation in the city within a shorter time period than the number of years we have existed so far. Hallelujah. So now that is God's will. Alright? At the same time, God is calling us to participate in making that happen. Okay, in making it to come to pass. Okay? The scripture that I can think of that can explain this is 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 11 to 12. 2 Peter chapter 11 verse, rather 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 11 and 12 says that therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, okay, we're talking about the current heaven and the earth, okay, they'll be dissolved, okay, so that we can have the new heavens and the new earth, okay. So it says that since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God. Alright? Now, what I want to point out here, which is relevant for what God is speaking to us now, is this phrase, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God. Okay? The day of God is coming, okay? Jesus is coming back. But this scripture says that we can hasten that day. We can make that day come sooner than it should. Okay? I believe that is the interpretation of it. That's what I believe. And when I did a study, you know, I read different commentaries concerning it. They were all more or less saying the same thing. That yes, we can quicken the return of the Lord by doing certain things. And this verse says that we can quicken, we can hasten the coming of the day of God by living in holiness, okay, or having holy conduct and exhibiting godliness. When we do that, we hasten the coming of the day of God. Alright? Now, so you can see this scripture teaches that there are certain things which God has programmed himself to do. If I should say, oh, he has purpose that he will do those things and nothing can change his intentions. Alright? However, human beings can delay the happening of those God's intentions or they can quicken the fulfillment of those things that God has purposed to do. Alright? And in the same way for LAT, okay? Remember, I'm using that verse to show us that, yes, we can work with God, okay, to make sure that his purpose, his desire for LAT to become the largest congregation in the city is fulfilled in a shorter period of time than the period we have existed this far. Alright, we can work with God concerning that. Alright, and it says that we can do that by prayer. We can do that by intercession. Alright, but if we don't do that, okay, or if we don't do it to the level that God desires, then yes, we shall become the largest congregation in Kampala, alright, but it will take us a longer time than what God desires. Glory be to God. I hope you're understanding me, okay? I usually fail to explain the things well, but I hope you have understood, okay? Because I've said the same thing over and over again, all right? So, God, okay, wants to do a shorter work, okay, in this next phase that we have begun, okay? He wants to do something shorter, okay? Or rather, he wants us to accomplish the issue of us becoming the largest congregation in the city. He wants to accomplish that in a shorter period of time than the 7 years we have existed as a church. And according to the dream, Asher's dream, and according to the scripture I read in 1 Kings chapter 6, this shorter period, okay, is supposed to be 4 years. Okay, 4 years. 4 years takes us to 2025. Okay, which is shorter than the 7 years we have existed. Now that is God's will. That is God's desire. God swore that he will do it, that it will happen. Okay, the idea of us becoming the biggest congregation. However, if we do not do now what he has asked us to do, to intercede that this should happen exactly that way, yes, it will come to fulfillment. However, it will be after 2025. All right? And that won't be the perfect will of God. And every time you're not in the perfect will of God, yes, things happen and you get what God promised you, but issues, you know, problems, unnecessary problems come in the picture. And God doesn't want that to happen to us. Hallelujah. Therefore, I plead with every one of you. I beg you, let us take this issue seriously. Let us do what God has revealed unto us. Okay, God has told us he wants to bless many people through us. Who are those people? The people who are going to join us so that we become the largest in Kampala. Okay, he wants to bless these people and through them to bless those who listen to them by what they will have learned in LAT. All right? So God wants to bless souls, all right? And he wants this work, the work of us becoming the largest in the congregation. He wants it to happen by 2025. In the next 4 years, it's going to be a supernatural thing. Considering where we are, considering how many people we are, for that to happen in 4 years, okay, it's going to take heaven. And heaven is saying we can pull this off by intercession. Okay? And heaven is also saying that if we do not intercede, if we do not pray for God's will to be done, yes, we shall become the largest congregation, but not in 2025. And that will mean that there are unnecessary problems we shall have to go through, which problems wouldn't come unto us if we manage to do God's will, if we manage to cooperate with God and become the largest in 2025, okay, by us cooperating with God, praying and interceding. Right, so I beg you, people, let us take this word of God seriously. Let us partner with God. Let us be collaborators with Christ. He has told us how we can work with him. And it is very simple, by prayer. Okay, so every day, take some time. It didn't have to be an hour. It didn't have to be 10 minutes. Okay, take as much time as you can. Okay, and pray for this God's will to be done. Okay, God is counting on you and I. Okay, God is not counting on angels. He's counting on you and I because he has told us what to do. He has told us as humans what to do for this will to be done. All right? So friends, my brothers and sisters, let us respond to this message and pray and intercede. Glory be to God. If we do that, by 2025, 4 years from now, we shall be the largest congregation in the city. And that will be a shorter period of time than the 7 years we have existed as a church. Okay? And it will be, and my sister's prayer, if I should say, in the dream, would have been answered. Glory be to God. So thank you so much for listening to me. I hope I've made sense. I hope you've understood what I'm saying. And may God bless you. And may God give you the grace to obey him. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the Nations.